Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chet Boak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Tuttle moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle moves to third. Throneberry moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is hit by the pitch. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 0 for 1 in the game. Boak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thronberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona throws the ball into Aspromonte, who tags Thronberry, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Williams reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 0 for 2 in the game. Boak hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Jim Perry. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards center. Tuttle fields it and throws to second to catch Phillips for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Garver strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lump moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Posada moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lump scores. Posada moves to third. Thronberry moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Dick Williams. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Posada scores. Thronberry moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Leo Posadan now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.